ESPN's Teron Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
We head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD. And I feel like TD is like a kid in a candy store this week at the NFL Combine. TD, good morning. How we doing?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. You are not lying, man. I'm on my way to the candy shop right now. See if I can get me some Dot, Swedish Fish, Sour Patch Kids. Patch Kids, we getting something.
I tell you, them Swedish Fish. Man,
underrated.
That's some good stuff underrated. Right there. That's some real good stuff right there. So, TD, we've talked with you a couple of different times now about the edge rushers in this class. I am fascinated with them. I think there's a lot of them. I think there's a lot of good ones. Beyond the obvious of Abdul Carter, which we'll get to him with you here in just a few minutes, who do you think has really helped themselves this week? What's kind of stood out to you about the edge rushers in this class at the Combine?
Yeah, man, I tell you what, a few guys helped themselves more than James Parris Jr. And you look at what he did last night, the way he aced the testing. I mean, I wasn't expecting him to run the fastest time, but he sure enough did it. And you look at that, the way he flew through the drills. This dude showed, like, I got the goods, you know, but this didn't always get the delivery statistically, and there's an abundance of reasons. So you look at him, he's clearly somebody. I got to factor in Shamar Stewart, right? And I know for the stats guys, they're not really going to like that because he didn't put up much sack numbers, maybe, what, 3 sacks over the last 2 years, but he's got it. And you got to remember, you know, in college at A&M, you know, it's not really – their system for their guys, their edge guys specifically, it's not always conducive to getting the sacks, you know. So you got to factor that in. So he's someone, you know, those are two guys. Mike Green is still, you know, he didn't blow up everything at the combine because he didn't test. But he's another one to consider. So, you know, there's a lot. And I know the Titans, they like Mykael Williams out of Georgia. And you saw the news with him, right, that he was at 60%, you know, after that season opener. So. Those are just 3 guys that come out to mind for me.
With Pierce, TD, I haven't heard anything that's actually solid or anything like that, but there's people talking about him falling. There's some guy, I think Matt Miller took him out of the first round, which is surprising me. I didn't think that it would get to that. You know, the people throw out these sort of vague whatever character things. I don't know of anything that would be that, but I do know, you know, having been around him a little bit at UT, he hates interviews, he hates doing media stuff, and so sometimes that can hurt you, right? I mean, sometimes if you don't like talking to the media stuff, it maybe that means you don't like talking at the, you know, the team interviews. But how did he do in that setting, and what have you heard just beyond the field from him?
No, he did well. You know, he answered every question. I mean, he wasn't like Mr. Personality up there, but that's okay. Like, Mr. Personality doesn't always get to the quarterback.
And that's right.
In essence, he's going to get paid to do. So I think he did fine. Now, I am hearing there is actually something to the off-field stuff, you know. And for me, you know, it just comes down to, and you know, I know personally that you could be a good person. You make a bad mistake, you know. And I think that's really the big thing. So that's why I asked Mike Borgonzi about that. And he made it clear, like, you know, you dig into it, you find out what's going on, and you really have to make the determination whether or not he's going to learn from it. And that's the biggest thing, learning from the mistake.
So, TD, where do you come down on the Abdul Carter stuff? We saw yesterday where he's not going to have surgery. You know, Titans fans with us are already freaking out about how he's injured and you can't draft him. And, I mean, the guy hasn't missed a game, so I don't know that I would throw the injury – prone label on him quite yet to this point. But where do you come down on all the Abdul Carter stuff?
Right. It's obviously an area to be concerned about. I mean, you play the game on your feet. So any injury to the feet, especially a stress fracture or something like that, you have to think about that and wonder. But the thing that you really have to determine is, okay, when did it happen? Like, is this something that he played with throughout the year, or is this something that happened in training? And I'll say this, you know, I know Brent Callaway, where he's training, down there at Exos in Plano, Texas. I would imagine they would have found that if it happened. You know what I mean? I get it kind of floating under the radar. And even that surprised me just from the guys at Exos. But I'll also say this. Callaway is the lead trainer and the guy that's primarily working him out. And guess what? He and Zach Woodfin, the Titans, you know, strength and conditioning coach, he's best friends. You know what I mean? So the information is going to be there. To me, I look at it, you know, if I'm Abdul Carter, I don't even work out at Pro Day, you know, because it's just like, look, man, you guys know what it is with me. I put the film out there. You know I'm the best in this draft. We shouldn't even have a conversation about that.
Man, that's two mutes for me today. What the heck is going on? No, I said the same thing, TD. I don't know why he's even worried about Pro Day stuff, you know? I mean, you know, I think – I mean, if he's healthy, he's going to test. Based on watching him play, probably great. But, I mean, yeah, like you said, watch him play. I mean, it seems like with that stuff, we were talking about this yesterday, stress reaction, stress fracture, that can definitely be a big concern with basketball players. I've seen careers end because it kept happening. And big guys, too, in football, I think the bigger you get, probably just the more weight on it, the more concern. But I don't know. I can't think of an example of a guy with that. Again, I'm not talking about like fifth metatarsal or different things like that, but just like where like a stress reaction, stress fracture was a career ender. I could be forgetting someone, but I don't know. Has anyone come to mind for you on that?
No, not necessarily, but help me out. Javon Curse, when he had that injury, what was that foot injury he had?
As the fifth metatarsal that he broke.
Okay. So now yeah, we're talking about something a lot different.
And you got, you know, Jones fractures, and that's different too, right?
Yeah. So those are things that, you know, have been brought up. Javon Curse, you know, when you're talking about Abdul Carter. But, you know, Curse went to Philly. I mean, he did his thing, man. Like, you know, they went to a Super Bowl. They didn't win it, but they went to one. So I look at that. And I also say this because you mentioned the weight, and it made me think of it. He told me he's at 90% right now, and he's at 248, which is kind of his target weight. But remember the shoulder injury. And with that being said, he's not benching or doing much upper body stuff. So I don't know that 248 is where he'll be. I would imagine, you know, once you start lifting and working those muscles, you know, you boost up to 255, 250 in that neighborhood.
TD, if you had to kind of nail it down to a couple of thoughts, what stood out to you the most earlier this week when Brian Callahan and Mike Borgonzi spoke?
Yeah, I would say Borgonzi, when I asked him about the arm strength and used anticipation to make up for it, he didn't go to that excuse. He said, hey, arm strength is not an issue. So that was intriguing when he said that. Brian Callahan stood out to me. Like, he made it clear, look, cornerback is where Travis Hunter starts. And then he said you sink your teeth into that, and then you kind of go from there. And that being said, they've already discussed his management program, how that would look, how they would go about, you know, getting him on the Kawhi Leonard practice kind of thing, you know, that load management. So that was interesting to me.
So another Titans-related little news item here, TD. I guess it's not that surprising, right? The Chiefs are going to tag Trey Smith. We've talked about, I think we were on the same page, man. I think he would have been, you know, I mean, I think he would have been a good option. Do you feel like, had he not been tagged, that would have been a serious pursuit? And I guess, how does that affect the Titans? What's the pivot?
Yeah, I think it definitely would have been. Excuse me, this cold air gets in here and kind of gets you. I think it would have been a big pursuit because just you look at the match and remember what Callahan said at the season-ending presser where, you know, we're going to address the right side, new right tackle probably, maybe right guard. So it's going to be an area. I still think Dylan Radins, you know, I wrote about it last week, or actually Monday. I still think Radins is a guy that you got to factor into that. He finally got to dedicate himself to one position. So, you know, that's not a bad fallback. I know he gave up the, 12, 13 sacks last year, which is something that's going to be – it has to be improved upon. But, you know, that's somebody. Was it the Rams? They just made a guard available. I think it was the Rams they did. And they had just signed him last year. So that's something to look at. He was injured. It's telling you all this, can't remember the guy's name, but, you know, that's what happens. But that's another option.
TD, last thing for you. Have you walked into any coffee shops this week? And if so, has anybody verbally accosted you while you've been there?
Nah, they know better. You know, so they're not dealing with anything like that. Not to say I'm a tough guy, but, you know, found what James Brown said. I don't know karate, but I know crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
nobody's
yeah.
Not we're talking.
Ooh, we're there talking. We go. And also, keep an eye out for PK. He's, like, tagging around Vrabel at the bar and trying to get Vrabel to buy him beers. And tell PK to calm the hell down up there, will you?
Yeah. Yeah, hey, listen, man. PK's out here having fun like the rest of us. I ran into Vrabel a couple times, and, you know, he's right back at home, man. That guy, he loves a good time like any of us. And I it's just funny watching him hold court, man. It's pretty cool. I ran to Stretch, too. You know, talk to him for a little bit as well.
Nice. Nice. Very nice. Well, TD, have a great time today, man. Enjoyed your coverage all week at the NFL Combine. Have fun this weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate you guys. Take it easy.
Yes, sir. Teron Davenport, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll react to what TD had to say on the Titans, on the NFL Combine. Coming up next, take your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Speaking of the NFL Combine, NFL Combine updates this week on 102.5, 106.3 The Game, brought to you by TheNewCumberland.com and Boomba's Pizza. TheNewCumberland.com, Nashville's resort-style community overlooking downtown on the Cumberland River. Go to their website at TheNewCumberland.com. Boomba's, go try their award-winning pizzas at one of their locations in East Nashville, Spring Hill, and Murfreesboro. Boomba's Pizza and Watch Bar. Eat, drink, watch. This is Robbie and Rex Row, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.